You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Show. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And today, whenever you're listening to this show, is going to be a really nice show. We're going to talk about things that have to do with our overall physical health and well-being. And I'm just going to leave that little dangler for you. So right now, I'm going to suggest, as I always do, you guys know me, you've been listening to me for a while, I'm going to suggest that you find you a nice place to sit and get comfortable for about 30 minutes, tell the family to just let you have some time, maybe give the kids some popcorn, or if they're old enough to eat that, or get them situated, find you a nice place to sit, relax, get your favorite beverage, a pen, and a piece of paper, because there's always nuggets of gold that the guests bestow upon the listeners during my show. So you want to be completely prepared. And of course, you can always download the show and re-listen to it again. We love that. But let's be in the moment. So I'm giving you time, because right now I'm going to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. Have some really good specials coming up, particularly as we move into this season where we all want to start looking and feeling absolutely fabulous as we come full force out of this pandemic that we've been in for a little while and be able to show some skin. Well, of course you want your skin and you want your body and your face and your mind to be looking and feeling absolutely fabulous. So check out Blissful Living at Blissful Living For You and see what kind of specials they have to really get you, when you see your body amplified and looking fabulous. Also, our next sponsor is the telecommunications installation company All Day Cable Incorporated, located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business for 30 plus years, specializing in voice data, fiber optic cabling installation, audio, video, wireless, you name it. When it comes to telecommuting, whether across the street, across the state, across the nation, or across the world, let All Day Cable be your telecom installation company to set up your network distribution so that when you make that call, you make that connection the first time. Their motto is they make the right connections for you. And you can check them out at All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. So let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. Today's guest is a very special guy, and he has a lot to share. His name is Jeffrey E. Berger. He comes to us from Cape Coral, Florida, where he lives with his husband, Joshua, and their three four-legged children. Check this out. They're so cute. Zoe and two cats, her brother and sister, Zorro and Zelda. Now, Jeffrey is a humanitarian entrepreneur, a certified health and integrative wellness coach, and is affiliated with the first holistic mental wellness company focusing specifically on the microbiome gut-brain axis health. He is very humbled and has been introduced to the holistic community, allowing him to open his eyes to what is really happening in the world with regards to organized medicine. Ooh, this is going to be good, y'all. Hope you're ready. Today, he is an advocate for holistic science-backed, clinically trialed, plant-based, and non-invasive safe protocols for anyone who is of the same mindset as he was, sick and tired of being sick and tired, managing his diseases, ultimately reversing his type 2 diabetes, losing 60 pounds, and coming off 5 medications by focusing on gut health. He's got some message and some words of wisdom and nuggets of gold for you all today. And because I can't do any better than what I've already stated with regards to the phenomenal guest that we have today with us, Jeffrey, I'm going to stop and say, Jeffrey, welcome to Blissful Living. How are you?
Rochelle, thank you for the very kind words. I'm really, truly humbled to be on your show today. I'm doing absolutely fantastic. So thank you.
I love it because, you know, I am the queen of feeling fabulous, and so I'm always fabulous. And I can, we have a lot of synergy with regards to what we're going to be chatting about today, because just so you know, I suffered for 17 years with a digestive condition that all the medical doctors I went to could not diagnose what it was. And it wasn't until I became a registered nurse myself and put things together that I figured it out. But today is not about me. I want you to share, because you've got some phenomenal stuff here. And as me being a registered nurse and an Ayurvedic health practitioner, I'm always, always, always focused on helping people to expand their wisdom and gain knowledge about how they can be healthy and well holistically and naturally. And so today we've got you, and I want you to share a little bit about your story before we start jumping into the nuts and bolts of the nitty gritty of our conversation that we're going to have. Can you just share a little bit about your story, Jeffrey, please?
Absolutely. So, my background is basically what's 27 years as a software engineer. I worked high tech and in corporate America, and in my 40s, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which runs in my family. My father had it, his sister, and then his youngest brother. And over the next 20 years, I followed the path of Western medicine telling me, well, you have to just manage your type 2 diabetes because it's in your family. Long story short, I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I got burnt out from corporate America. I left in 2016 because I felt I had a bigger purpose. I wanted to be able to leave this earth making a difference, making change, and providing value. And I was introduced to the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which really opened my eyes to holistic practices, which growing up, I thought, oh, that's all voodoo and, you know, fluffy stuff. But reality is, it's not. It's really there. It's true, alternative options for people.
Right.
And I came across some articles about reversing type 2 diabetes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my doctor never told me this. She told me I had to manage it. So long and short, I did my due diligence. I was introduced to a holistic mental wellness company that focuses on the microbiome, which is the gut-brain axis. I really dove in, studied, and over a nine-month period, I lost 60 pounds, reversed my type 2 diabetes, and came off of five medications. And when I did that, my doctor asked me not to come back. So
Jeffrey, check this out, because you just hit on something that I think people really, really need to hear. And this is something that I have been telling people for 30 years about being healthy and well. You just hit it. I said everything is reversible let me rephrase that. Most things are reversible when you take time to understand and ask questions, right? And open up your mind that there is more to health and well-being than Western medicine, because, you see, Eastern medicine has been around for thousands and thousands of years, which is holistic-based. Western medicine is something new. And Western medicine is not about curing anything. It's about
managing illness.
Yeah, bam, right? And so for you to just say this, I want people out there with diabetes, or if you know someone out there with diabetes, you need to share this show with them, because here's a gentleman living proof that even if you have a if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, there's a possibility that you can go beyond managing your health to being healthy and well, and Jeffrey's done it. So, Jeffrey, I just had to say that because the stories and the patients and people I've interacted with over the last 30 years of me being a nurse, and I've been telling them this, it seems like within the last 12 years, people have started to awaken and started to be receptive to there's more out there than Western medicine. If you're dependent on Western medicine to do anything for you, you're going to die. So we all gonna die, but you're gonna die not a very nice way with regards to all the medications you've taken. And you've gotten off 5 medications as well as reversed your diabetes, lost 60 pounds, and are feeling absolutely fabulous. Can you tell us about abundance and optimum wellness, physically, mentally, and financially? Can you share a little bit of wisdom behind that?
Yes, absolutely. So while I was doing this journey, I basically was doing some soul searching and realizing that we were all put here for a reason. And I believe that I found my reason and my purpose. And I truly believe that everyone should be living a life in abundance of optimum wellness physically, mentally, and financially. Too many people out there are struggling physically and mentally and financially. And I truly believe in the research that I've done that we're being led down a path that is really destructive. And it's, you know, it's the foods that we're eating. People are not really aware of the chemical preservatives that are in these foods and the damage that it does, and this is all done over time. So
right.
I'm known as the holistic wellness gladiator. I labeled myself that because I'm a gladiator. I'm in a fight. I'm in a fight to teach people, educate, provide value about the body, the brain, and the biome, which is the microbiome. As Hippocrates is the first Greek doctor who documented all disease starts in the gut, that's where it all starts for the most part.
Yes, it's the foundation. It's the foundation.
Yes.
What you take in, if you can't process it where your body, where it's actually efficient and effective for your body, trouble starts right there. And then everything else just manifests from there. And you said it. And I like how you're sharing with regards to being in optimal wellness. It's not just whether you're mentally or physically well. It's the whole aspect of mental, physical, and you know, financially. And we've all been struggling this last, well, I shouldn't say all, I'm generalizing, but people have been struggling this last year in all of those areas. And here we are with you having this conversation at the right time, just talking about how all of these things tie together. So now that we're talking about it and we kind of have a gist on where our disease processes and our, you know, our troubles might stem from, can you share just a little bit before we get into the microbiome? Because I think that's going to be really cool and helpful for people to understand. But can you get into a little bit with regards to when you say mental wellness, what exactly does that mean? Because I know people can relate physically, and I know they can relate to the financial well-being, but the mental aspect, what exactly are you saying with regards to that?
So that's a great question, Rochelle. We grew up learning about physical wellness. Okay, we all went to phys ed, we went to health ed, but we never really talked about mental wellness. And mental wellness is a collaboration, or it's a set of different modalities, and it really focuses on somebody's ability to focus. Somebody's dealing with pressure management, confidence, physical performance, mental performance, and stress resilience. So these are all different aspects of mental wellness. I don't like using the word mental illness. I like taking the I out and replacing it with W-E. So we change illness to wellness because it's all about managing wellness. We're managing illness. We don't need to manage illness. We need to manage wellness. How do we get better? And once we have that mental wellness that we're focusing in, there's you know, we can manage pressure, and we've got self-confidence and stress resilience and mental performance, then physical performance ties into that, then we can really think rationally, react responsibly. And rather than react, we evaluate. And this is something that has been significant to me in my journey is I lived for decades being stressed, anxiety, for, you know, which was on a level of 10 plus. And
let me ask you one quick question with regards to that, Jeffrey, because when we, let me ask you, when you were in that anxiety, stress-provoking environment externally and internally, did you feel that way? Or did you, were you like, okay, no, this is great, I'm good, until you got to a point where you started tipping the cup over, so to speak, and started realizing that, no, this is not normal for you to feel this way?
So if I understand your question correctly, so when I was in those years of high stress anxiety, I was basically a walking time bomb, and I reacted rather than evaluate. So anything that ticked me off, any trigger, I should say, not tick, but it's the word trigger is the right word there. Anything that would trigger me, I would react, and sometimes I would react violently. And what I've come to find out is that we're going to talk about it. It's the gut health. You know, a lot of these foods that we're eating have chemical preservatives that trigger your stress, that trigger your anxiety and escalates it. And so many of us have been, you know, eating those bad foods, fast foods, for decades, and we've been destroying our gut. And just very, very quickly, glyphosate is one of the biggest contenders. It's a chemical that's in Roundup, which is a pesticide.
Oh, yeah.
And glyphosate was patented in 1974 as an antibiotic, and it was injected into the genes of corn and soy, hence GMO.
Right.
And whatever these insects didn't eat, we ate it, because what's the biggest filler of a lot of foods out there is corn and soy. And what do animals eat? Corn and soy. So we've been ingesting this glyphosate for decades, which has been destroying our gut and our brain. And it is now, as you know, I'm sure, there's many, many lawsuits out about cancer being, or glyphosate causing cancer. So, but that was one of the things, and today I'm at a one. I'm at a one, and I mean, it's like I'm a brand new person. You know, by fixing my gut in regards to, you know, the right, correct plant-based supplementation, exercise, the right nutrition, and stress management. You know, when you add these different modalities into your daily regimen, and It's not an immediate change. It's daily little baby steps. Start out very small and build up to that. And mental wellness is the new physical health today, because if you don't have your mental wellness, you really don't have anything, because your mental being really controls the rest of you on how you're thinking.
Right.
Well, am I focused? Am I less stress management? And am I confident? Yeah, I'm all that, so I can go out and exercise and do the things that I need to do to stay physically well as well.
I love that. You know, let's talk about the microbiome, because I want to start tying into the whole, you know, gut mind health component. And so I think the listeners out there, forgive us if we're talking in too many lay terms for you with regards to, if you already, you know this. But for those of you that have not heard of what a microbiome is, or for those of you that heard it and want to know more, Jeffrey, can you share what is the microbiome?
Sure. The microbiome is your gut-brain axis. And this is a project that started in 2006, and over the last 4 to 5 years, they've been publishing the results about the connection between the gut and the brain and the heart. So, and this is a system that we have, a beautiful system. I call it a symphony, and each of these systems. So, and to make it really, really easy for our listeners, just think about this, and put your hand on your belly. So that's we call your gut your sensing brain, gut feelings, instinct, intuition, learning from within, internal judgment. Now put your hand on your brain. That's your thinking brain, logical, analytical, rational, and theoretical. Now put your hand over your heart, your feeling brain, emotional, artistic, passionate, visionary. All of these brains talk to each other through neurotransmitters that are produced in your gut. About 80% of your neurotransmitters are created in your gut, which talk to the brain and talk to the heart. And when we start disrupting that communication, because our body temple is made of human cells, of microbiota or microorganisms and viruses, and all of them work synergistically together as God had meant them to be, but when we start introducing man-made chemicals, it causes a disruption. The communication is broken. So when you have that, you are causing a massive war in your gut, in your brain, and in your heart, and all the other organs that are affiliated with the, you know, with the systems.
So there is definitely, listeners, I'm reiterating this, but there is definitely a connection with the gut, the mind, or the brain, as well as the heart. And when it comes to our well-being, am I correct?
That is correct. We actually have three brains. They're calling it three brains. We've got the brain in our head, the brain in our gut, and the brain in our heart.
Okay. And I loved how you shared with regards to each of the brains what actually we process or what we can relate to when we think about, you know, like our gut brain when it comes to intuition, that gut feeling, that you know, butterflies and stuff in your stomach, or your thinking brain with regards to, you know, analytical, logical, that kind of stuff, or your heart where you're feeling. I think that's beautiful because I really do believe that people need to understand that all of these components are connected and each one relies on the other to have a homeostasis or a balance within us so that we can be healthy and well. And Jeffrey just shared with us the microbiome. So I want him, Jeffrey, I want you to just take this a little bit further because we shared some real interesting stuff in the beginning with regards to you. And you share how there's this glyphosate that's in, you know, corn and soy, which they're pushing like 9,000. The animals eat that. You got soy milk, soy everything, you know, in the grocery stores now. And this particular chemical is not really good for our body, and it does affect our gut and our brain health. Can you share with the listeners when you decided to embark upon your journey of changing your well-being so that you can be completely, you know, feeling healthy and well, mind, body, spirit, so to speak. What was some of the things that you did, such as with regards to your diet, because you were diabetic, what were some of the things that you did that you could share with the listeners that might just be something to help them, you know, to think about making some changes in their well-being?
Absolutely. So I do want to clarify, Rochelle, that with regards to diabetes, it's type 2 diabetes that I was living with. Type 1 is completely different. So
Yes. We'll make that disclaimer. And again, we're going to make a disclaimer. This is information. You can take it. Please discuss it with your physician if you need to do that. But I'm not a physician. Jeffrey's not. But he is a living proof of what we're going to talk about. And it's always nice to get words of wisdom that might just put you in the mindset to make that first step in making that change for your health and well-being. Type 1 diabetes is different than type 2. So, okay, go ahead, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
Well, no problem. And you'll appreciate this, Rochelle, because when I found out that I could reverse my type 2 diabetes, I walked into my doctor and I said, I want to get my A1C down to 5.0. So for those that don't know what A1C
yes!
is, it's a blood indicator telling you whether you're non-diabetic, pre-diabetic, or diabetic. And 5.3 or below is non-diabetic. When I told her I want 5 to be 5.0, her response was, why do you want to do that? So that was the start of my journey. But in
what?
Yes.
So here's your physician who's supposed to be guiding you towards health and well-being asking you why you want to be healthy and well.
Exactly.
Did I just?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the one that kicked me out of her office. Yeah, so I thought you'd appreciate that. In regards to what I did, you know, I was really very, very close to the end of the line because I followed in the footsteps of my father, you know, and I wasn't ready to die early. And the catalyst, he was actually the catalyst to me making the change because I had more to live for. And with that, you know, I looked at and did a two-week in-depth study into science-backed clinical trial plant-based supplement line that aids in gut and brain anomalies as far as gut repair and mental acuity. I was in a pilot project for which is called B3, Body, Brain, Biome, the three B's, and it really taught me about nutrition. I actually went plant-based for 9 months to, you know, bring my levels down and to lose the weight, exercise. I had to lose 60 pounds, so I tripled on the exercise. The first month was, oh, my gosh, it was agony. I wanted to quit every day. But I just put my father's picture in my, you know, in my forehead saying, nope, that's not me. I can't do it. I just got to keep pushing, pushing. I mean, I was a professional dancer in New York City. Went to the gym every day, worked out. So I was very, very athletic, and I couldn't even ride a bike for 15 minutes. I was exhausted. So now I'm up to an hour and a half riding the bike. So that's the exercise aspect of it. Nutrition was plant-based. And then stress management. Stress management is huge. Cortisol levels. When you have, especially with men, more so in men, but it does happen in women, around the belly. That's where most of our, you know, fat is around the belly. And when you have high cortisol levels, that retains in your belly.
Yeah. Mm.
So those are things, those are some of the things that I started out with, but now, for you know, and this is a lifestyle change. I when I talk to some of my clients and some people, I let them know that, you know, even though I've reversed it, I still have to watch what I eat. Yeah,
right.
You know, I crave sugar. Sugar is the worst. It's the legal cocaine of the world. Sugar.
Oh, it is because I'm a sugar addict, and I always have been, and that was actually one of the problems that was feeding my digestive health issue. But yes it is. And I know that. And so you do have to be cognizant. And I'm always thinking, it's always on my mind because it's everywhere, right? But I know when it's on my mind, I have the power to control what I do with my intake. And I know it'll lead me down that path. So you're right. It absolutely is a lifestyle something you can't I'm going to dip in and do it. Oh, I'm a little tired. I'm going to dip back out, because that's not going to work and that's not going to sustain your health and well-being after you work so hard to obtain it. I want to, I have so much I want to ask you, but I want to ask you this. I understand there is something new that is the game changer that will transform your everyday life. Can you share with us what that is?
Yes. So I'm very, very excited about this new product called Edge. And this is a product that addresses mood, motivation, and metabolism all in one. And the ingredients, we have palm fruit, which addresses mood, the mango leaf, which is for motivation, and lychee fruit, which is metabolism. And the lychee fruit, the extract that we've actually pulled out of this product, it supports health post-meal blood glucose and lipid levels. So for those who are managing their type 2 diabetes, this is a great, great product because it's sugar-free. It has absolutely no sugar, artificial sweeteners, and it reduces visceral fat. In 1 week, I've lost 5 pounds. Just by drinking this drink, and it lessens, you know, skin wrinkles and brown spots.
Oh, wow.
And decrease fatigue and improve endurance. And so this is the game changer that will transform everybody. There is a very few select of us, 50 of us, who were privileged to be able to get this product before it was open to the market. And, you know, it instantly improves your mood, motivation, metabolism, immediate brain power and physical energy, progressive anti-aging benefits, and loss of belly fat over time. But I use the word euphoric. This is the feeling that I get. It's really hard to explain something that's happening to you physically and mentally to somebody else who doesn't understand what's going on in your own body. But euphoric is the best word that I've come up with. But with that, my mind is just so clear, so, you know, invigorating. I've got a lot of my mood is just really elevated, and I'm motivated throughout the entire day, because sometimes in the afternoon, how you get a little bit tired when you're working like 4 or 5 hours. I go right through the afternoon. I don't have to take a break, you know, break to rest. I go outside. I go for a walk. Typical, you know, that's the stress management aspect of it. But I'm really
right.
excited at metabolism, because even though I'm 66 years old, I've lost the pounds, but I still have that last, you know, 10 to 15 pounds that just is like, you know, when we get to that upper age, it's just so difficult to get off. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, visceral fat. Oh, I just lost some visceral fat. So
right.
I can't see what's going to happen. But this is a revolutionary product that is it's going to explode the market. And it took about, I think it was 9 to 10 months to really formulate and get the right taste and the right textures in regards and the results from the clinical studies, because they were looking
right.
for results with this product. And it's actually being launched April 1st is the first it's going to be available to the public. So
perfect timing. Perfect timing. So this is perfect, because we've come to the end of our time, and excuse me, I want you to share more about you. First of all, since we're already talking about this wonderful game changer that is going to transform all of our everyday lives, and I love it with the mood, motivation, and metabolism. If you're a woman in those upper ages like me, that, you know, you may be going through a little something, premenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal, you know, all of that stuff. This might be the product for us ladies as well, to keep our moods balanced, keep us motivated where we're not fatigued because of insomnia or things that are, you know, happen when you go through hormonal changes at night, and then keeping our metabolism going really nice so that we lose that belly or keep that belly flat fat in check by having our metabolism being elevated. So, Jeffrey, tell us, how can we get this product? You said it's being launched April 1st. Can we get it from you, or how can we get this?
Sure, you can get it from me. What I can do is people can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Jeffrey E. Berger, and that's B-E-R-G-E-R. And I think or here's what I'm going to do on your show is I'm going to give my phone number. And my request to those people who want to text me or to call me is text me first saying, hey, I want the game changer. Then I'll know that you saw, you listened to the show here. And once you text me, then I'll call you and get you set up to ordering the product. Because what I'm doing is I'm setting up an automatic shopping cart. And I just send the shopping cart out. And for those that want it, great. What I do have, too, is if people want to reach out to me, I have a video, a one-minute video that people can check out, as well as a product information page just explaining what the product is, the ingredients, and the benefits from it as well, if they're interested in that.
And how can they connect to get that information, see the video and get the product information?
So they can connect two ways. They can connect with me, or three ways, I'll say. First of all, you can connect with me on Facebook at Jeffrey E. Berger. Just look for the dude, the bald dude in a yellow shirt with a Dakota Wheaton Terrier that I'm hugging in my picture.
Wow.
That's number one. Number two, you can email me at Jeffrey, that's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, at Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-E, as in Edward Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, .biz. So that's Jeffrey at JeffreyEberger.biz. Or you can text me on my cell phone, 716-570-2150. Again, that's 716-570-2150. and just text me game changer, and I'll know exactly not who you are, but where you came from.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you, Jeffrey. So this information will also be on the webpage as well, and in anything that we post on social media for you to access so that you can get the game changer or connect with Jeffrey and possibly discover how he may be able to help you elevate, amplify, improve your health and well-being with regards to what he knows and what he shared with us here on the show when it comes to just having optimum wellness physically, mentally, financially, and taking good care of our microbiome. So I want to say thank you so much, Jeffrey, for being a guest on the Blissful Living Show. It has been amazing to talk to you, and I just love what you shared in so many ways, just me being a healthcare professional and remembering my days when I was in clinical practice, having discussions with people about some of the things you said, like, why are you taking 5 high blood pressure medications if you still come in here and you have high blood pressure, right? You know, it's like, have you asked your doctor this, right? You know, or like how you said, your doctor's like, well, why would you want to do that? Well, aren't you supposed to be edging me and encourage me on to, yes, go for it. Let's see what we can do to get your A1C down to 5.0. You know what I'm saying? Instead of why would you want to do that? I've worked with physicians that, you know, I worked with a very few physicians that were like that, but because my discipline was emergency.
Can I say one more thing about this too, Rochelle?
Yes.
What was revelation to me is that too many people, and I was one of them, they're following their doctor's orders. We need to take control of our own health and really understand our own bodies.
Preach.
And once, because doctors, with all due respect, doctors don't walk on water, and they don't know everything. They know how to look at somebody, determine what disease they have, and then prescribe a drug. They know very little about nutrition. They know absolutely properly nothing about alternative options from an Ayurvedic perspective or an ancient Chinese medicine perspective, because plants were put here for a reason. And all of these plants today are being tested, and they have unique, beautiful properties that we're supposed to be using to help cure us. And that's what this is all about.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I think a lot of people do not assertively manage their health and well-being. And they will leave absolutely confused because they don't want to bother the physician or ask them questions or appear to be, you know, stupid or dumb or whatever. And that's not the time, because your health and well-being is the most important thing that you have. And sometimes when it goes reverse, you can't get it back, no matter what you do. So never be afraid to ask your physician questions if you don't understand. Never be afraid to question things, because they don't know everything. Trust me, they don't know. Sometimes they're guessing just like you're guessing and trying to figure out. So don't be afraid to ask, and Jeffrey just solidified that. Okay, let me get off my soapbox. Thank you, Jeffrey, so much. I mean, this is so important.
Thank you.
So important. I appreciate you sharing your message. Thank you so much for being a guest on Blissful Living.
Thank you.
Thanks. To everyone out there listening, thank you for listening. Please share this show with everyone you love and care about. Jeffrey dropped a lot of nuggets of gold and some words of wisdom and motivation for all of you out there to take stands with your own health and well-being. And so please share this show with everyone you know, love, and care about. Thanks to the sponsors, Blissful Living for You at blissfullivingforyou.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. And until next time, my friends, may you be healthy, may you have wisdom in your mind, and may you have wealth flowing into your life. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, saying until next time.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.